Hoosier.
Have you heard that?
No.
How would you describe the way the light is out there now?
It's dark.
Just a little while ago, it was
dusky. Close to midnight.
If someone's waiting for you to get ready and you're not quite ready, what would you tell them?
It'd be just a little while. Wait just a little longer.
If you're starting the car and you're still putting on your shoes?
I'd say I'm not ready yet. I'd say I'm a hurrying.
Are you going to ask them to wait?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I'd say go ahead if you hadn't got time to wait, but you'll just have to wait if I go with you.
Okay. If you knew you were on the right road, but you weren't sure of the distance to a place, and you wanted to ask someone for directions, what would you ask?
I'd ask them if they could tell me the way or how far it was, tell them the place I was going, if they could tell me if I was on the right road and about how far it was.
If you were trying to get their attention, maybe you pulled into the gas station, what would you do?
I'd blow my horn if I was in the car, or either I'd get out and go in, which I have done, and that's my directions. I'd say, pardon me, could I ask you a question? And then I'd ask them what I wanted to.
If you're pointing out something nearby, and you want to call attention to it, what do you say? If you're out walking with Mandy and you want to show her a bug, you say?
I say, Mandy, look here, I want you to see something. Yeah, I go about twice a week. Our telephone office is over there, and our gas light place. And so if I don't mail my payments, I go in and pay them. How often do you water them? Now this week, John didn't tell me whether to feed the dogs and the cat twice a day or once a day. She didn't mention her flowers to me, but I feed my cats and dogs once a day. And so that's the way I fed hers, and I went and looked at her flowers and fell to the soil and watered them. I watered them once while she was gone.
Mm-hmm.